And now, here's our host, Akasha Shabakan.
Hey, this is Akasha Shabakan. It's Friday again, and it's showtime. You know, I gotta really say thanks to all my listeners out there. I keep an eye on what's going on with my listeners, and I've been having more listens in the past month, probably than ever before. A few years ago, I was on a number of social networks and, you know, had a lot of listeners there. I left a lot of those networks because it was just way too time-consuming. I was getting so many emails every day that I was just inundated. I didn't have time for anything else. I spent most of my day responding to emails, reading emails and responding to emails, and it really got overwhelming. So I dropped out of a bunch of the social networks that I was involved in. I'm still in some. I don't go there and play around very much because, again, it will consume my time, and I know that, and I don't know. I have work to do, and it's very important to get the word out. But hey, I digress. You know, here I am. I'm talking to you, and I'm thanking you listeners for tuning in, and I hope you're really enjoying this science of manifesting. I've enjoyed it, and it's, you know, this is really, what do I want to say? I guess I just want to say that the truth is out there. And if you look, you'll find the truth. You can find it. And it's always disguised in simplicity. And when things get real complicated, you can be pretty sure that it's not true. This is going to be our last program in the manifesting series. And I would suggest that if you still don't know how to do this, if it's still kind of fuzzy in your head, go back to my site and take all of these programs that have to do with manifesting. I think it's probably four or five programs, and download them to your computer or listen to them online. I don't care. But anyway, if you need more information and you want to study this more thoroughly, listen to these programs over and over and over. And after a few times, it'll start to sink in and it'll start to feel natural to you, and it'll make it a lot easier for you. I'm here to tell you, folks, we are going to come out with some really wild and crazy stuff starting next week. And I mean, this is going to be wild and crazy. I'm going to tell you right now, all of you are not going to buy into this. Frankly, Akasha doesn't care. Because what's up is I have been sent here to share with you certain messages. And that's what I'm going to do. And you can take it or you can leave it. You can believe me or you can not believe me. The choice is totally yours. But I'm here to tell you, I will not lead you astray. But that's for you to find out. So you're going to have to just tune in and trust me on this one. And if you don't want to trust me, that's okay too. There are other folks out there that are sharing information. Maybe that would be a better place for you. I totally understand that, and it's okay. But I'm here to tell you, the Akasha Shabakan Show, it is going to heat up starting next week, and we're going to be talking about some really radical stuff. Hey, there's big names out here talking about this stuff right now, and, you know, I kind of wrote these guys off as wackos myself, but I can't write them off anymore, and we'll go into that on the next show. Right now, we want to get started with the science of manifesting. This is going to be the last segment in the Science of Manifesting. Like I said, if you don't have it down, you can always go back to the website, replay these things as many times as it takes. You can download them, put them on your iPod, walk around and listen to them while you walk a dog or while you're taking the kids to school or while you're washing the dishes or washing clothes or cleaning house or whatever it is that you have to do. Take some of these mundane tasks and listen to these shows over and over and over as often as it takes. And sooner or later, you'll get it, and it'll start to happen for you, and you will be able to manifest your desires. And Akasha wants to tell you right now that some of the stuff, I mean, we're not going to get off of manifesting and these kind of topics. We're going to expand on them, and we're going to talk about, I don't really like this word so much, but I'm going to use it right now because for lack of a better term, I just don't have one on the tip of my tongue right now, but how about ascension? Hey, we've talked about ascension on the show before. It's been a while, but I think we'll bring the subject back and we'll talk about it some more in depth and what it really means and how you can do it. I'm going to help you with your ascension. Now, again, this is going to be one of those topics that not everybody's buying into, and like I said earlier, that's okay. It's totally up to you what you choose to believe and what you choose not to believe. But I'm here to tell you that we are a much more dynamic people than what we think we are. We've been led to believe that we have no power. We have tons of power, and I'm going to show you how to access it, and I'm going to show you how to raise yourself up above it. And we're going to be talking about some techniques on the show, little techniques that you can do at home that will help activate your DNA, or let me say reactivate your DNA to certain levels that have not been awake for a while. And this is where you're going to come into the ascension process. And when I'm talking about ascension, I'm not talking about rising up off the planet to a mothership or something like that. What I'm talking about is again, raising your consciousness to a level that humans have not been to in a long, long time. Thousands of years. You know, occasionally maybe there might be some guru hit the planet or something that could elevate himself to these levels, but I'm talking about for the average, everyday Joe. We're going to teach lessons on how to raise your consciousness to new levels, to heights that have heretofore been unimagined. So you definitely want to stay tuned for that. But let's get on with the show right now, and let's kick right back in, because this lady's got some more information on manifesting and how to do it. So remember this, Akasha loves you. And what is it? What'd you say? The truth is out there? Is that what you said? The truth is out there. It really is. You have to find it. Maybe not. Maybe it'll find you. But if I were you, I'd be looking for it. Peace and love, my brothers.
Look at it this way. Imagine in your mind a blue cube. It has six blue sides. Now, change one side and one side only to red. There are now two ways to look at this. You can say, well, there's that blue cube, but one of its sides has changed to red. But it's the same cube with one red side. Or you can say, wait a minute, the cube with one red side and five blue ones is, fundamentally, a completely different concept than a totally blue cube. Therefore, that means it is a completely different cube. It's not the same cube. It has no connection to the blue cube. It has no history. Nothing that impacts the blue cube impacts the cube with one red side. Unless The cube with one red side says it should be impacted by the belief system of the blue cube, but that's the cube's choice. Why do you choose to be impacted by things you say you don't prefer? Motivation and definition. They are powerful allies. Definition. Motivation. Click. Reality. If you choose something that you say ostensibly you don't prefer to choose, if you have this so-called habitual behavior, the idea is to look to your motivation. Because you are never without motivation. Never for a second. Never without motivation. You are always motivated to choose some definition, some belief system. You don't need to be motivated. You need to understand where your motivation is being placed. That's the key. So, if you find that you seem to be reluctant to do something that on one level you say, well, that's what I would really prefer to do. Why do I keep choosing to do this instead? It means you must, by some definition you have in your mind about this thing, be motivated to choose this instead. That means you might have a negative belief system about what it might take in order for you to really live your joy. And so because you might think it is a struggle, too much pain to make a change, more I might fail if I want to move into my joy, and that's too much to bear. You won't even give it a shot. You will say, oh, I'm much happier just playing it safe, and so you are motivated to keep doing what you have always done, no matter how painful it might be. You are motivated because you have a belief that to change would be even greater pain. So get in touch with those beliefs, with those definitions. Find out what they are, because that's all that is stopping you from doing anything and everything that you desire to do. That is all your definitions are. That seem so solid. They weigh nothing. But when you believe in them, they are made of steel. That's the nature of a belief. A belief has to be self-perpetuating, self-reinforcing, and has to, by its very definition with few exceptions, exclude the possibility of any other belief in order for you to experience that belief. Totally. But with the foundational addition of the underlying belief that all beliefs are just beliefs, that all reality experiences are just the product of definition, then you can experience whatever belief you want as fully as you can, and then in the next moment, change it. Just like that. Because you know that's all they are. That's the key. Be flexible. Have the underlying foundational definition that there is no reality except what you define it to be, and then you can experience any reality to its fullest, and then in the next moment experience a totally different reality, because you will really know for a fact, that you are, in the next moment, a completely different you, and that means a completely different universe. Totally, completely, absolutely. Every change, no matter how you may define it to seem small, every change is a total change. If you have an equation, A plus B equals C, if you change any one of those variables, does not the entire equation change? Of course it does. Change any component whatsoever, then the entire equation is different. The entire reality is different. I will give you, for now, one more important definition. Fear. 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 Has been your friend for a long time. If you were to treat it like a friend, you would get more out of it. Fear. Pay attention. Fear. Is your natural true vibration filtered through a belief system that is out of tune with your true core self? Excitement is your natural vibration filtered through a belief system that is in alignment with your natural true core self. Fear and excitement are the same energy. You experience them differently because of what you filter them through. Analogy, you have a piano tuner. When you are playing your piano, you find the sound of the music pleasing, and then all of a sudden you come across a sour note. Plunk, 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 plunk. Do you run away in panic and go and hide in the closet? No. You say, I need to tune the piano, so that the note becomes harmonious with all the other notes. Each key is like a definition, a belief. When you come across one that gives you a sensation of fear, all that's telling you is, hey, pay attention. You have a belief in this area of your song that is out of alignment with the whole rest of the piano. Fine-tune it. Bring it back into harmony. Don't run away. Explore it. Bong, 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 bong. What would I have to do to tune this? How would I have to redefine it? How would I have to tighten this string in order to bring it back into tune, into alignment? Play with it. Find out until finally, bong, 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 it's back. Explore what that definition is that allows you to feel your very own energy in the mode called fear. Because the paradox is, and paradox is a very powerful tool when you make a friend of your fear. Ha ha. The fear? Oh joy. When you know your fear is there to tell you something you want to know, you will invite it in, and miraculously, instantly, your fear will vanish, because you will have transformed it into, first, curiosity, what could this mean, and then joy, by being willing to explore what it means for you. That is how you use fear. Fear is just a knock at the door. Pay attention to it. This is something you want to know about yourself. This is something you need to know to integrate within yourself, to become more of who you are. And wouldn't that be fun? Of course. So, pay attention to the fear. Don't ignore it. Feel it as fully as you can, and then dive into the unknown. Dive into the fear, let it wash through you. Feel all the sensations that go along with it, and then let your fear ignite you. Ignite your burning curiosity, what could this possibly mean? What definition would I have to believe in order to experience my own energy in this way? What could it be, I wondered. Then, explore. Find out what you believe. Find out what kind of definitions you have about reality, and rewrite them. Reinvent them. Redefine them. Be creative. Use your imagination. That's what it's for. Once you do that, you will get the result of the change that you make, as long as you make it on all levels. Thought. Word. Deed. Belief. Emotion. Action. Complete the circuit. Believe in your beliefs, as you always have, and reality and the universe and the infinite will always support you, as it always has, but it can only support you to the degree and in the direction you believe is most true for you. But it's up to you to define what that truth is, because the secret is all truths are true. That's the nature of the infinite. Otherwise it wouldn't be infinite. All truths are true. All are equal and valid. Choose which is you and live that truth. Until you change your mind about what is now in the next moment. True for you, and live that truth until you change your mind, until the excitement shifts direction. Follow that excitement. Every moment. No matter what form it comes in. Follow it. Act on it to the best of your ability, because that's who you are. Even though it may not come to fruition in the way that you think, even though it may not live up to your expectations, follow it, because it will put you where you need to be, because excitement is the thread you need to follow, not how things look on the surface, because the surface is an illusion. It's the feeling. It's the knowings that counts. Follow it. Because that's who and what you are, and that's really all there is to it. That's what it's all about, and I urge you, for your own ecstasy, I strongly suggest that you live your dreams instead of just dreaming about being alive. And always remember, the path to the temple is the temple.
Hey. This is the doctor.
What are you doing?